Thank you, Gabriel, for such a wonderful meditation and start for tonight's session. We are always very appreciative, and thank you so much for joining us. Now, let's do a little review of our last session. We first discussed the huge amount of energy that was given to us by the collective consciousness. As a matter of fact, it took two sessions to cover it all. These energies were meant to affect your physical body as well as your consciousness and energy field. This brought us a new conscious awareness that helped us understand that nothing is outside of us. It also assists us to begin the remembering of ourselves as the divine image. We also spoke about the mental-emotional body and how it has begun the ascension of its consciousness so that it can be the interface between all bodies and levels of our physical expression. Now, after that, we discussed how the 14th chakra system is activated on 12-12-12. And we discussed in detail how all the chakras in the first three triads fit together. This led us right into the fourth triad and how that fits with the first three. We also discussed how immense the spinning field of the triad is, which alters the first three triads' spin and velocity. When it merges with the first three triads, the impact on the physical body is extensive. It transforms the energy system of the body. Lastly, it begins the transformation of the third dimensional physical body into a fifth dimensional physical body. Now, the Lords of Light discuss some important concepts about the fourth triad and the importance of your awareness of the ninth chakra. It is the access point where you have the state of consciousness that you are part of the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light, the Elohim, the Archangels, and the Ascended Masters. They are not above you or outside of you. Now, the Lords of Light also discuss the Oversoul and the Christed Oversoul. There has been a descent of the Oversoul and Christ Oversoul into the body and into the unified field. The 10th chakra holds a level of source mind and provides the energetics for the Christed Oversoul to descend into the body and unified field. This chakra provides the energetics and makes you conscious of your collective nature and that you are the I Am presence. This is an important step that we can now take. Because of the influence of the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional template that we retrieved, we have created stability and calmness in our consciousness as well as in our energy field. We are capable of holding and using the element of love with no judgment. A whole new state of being is now present within us. Wow. What a powerful session that was. Now, we would like to open our session to all of you to discuss what you have noticed and share your experiences. You can even ask questions of one another. This will make for an interesting conversation. After our discussion, Lord Melchizedek will give you further information and take your questions. So, now let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Lord Melchizedek to help us